Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Trying to help you get your weekend started off right. Thank you to everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People tuned in on the free radio.com app. I'll say it again. The radio.com app is free. SiriusXM channel 206. You can listen on Apple Music. You can also listen on your smart speaker. Okay, if you got one at home, if you got one at work, it's real simple. You get its attention. You call it by whatever name it's called, and then you say, play CBS Sports Radio. I was thinking about doing a demonstration, but I didn't need five robots trying to talk to me at one time, okay? A big shout-out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to each and every single one of you who's participated in the first 2 hours of this show. 2 hours down, two more to go. Wow. We had a lot of callers. To nobody's surprise, we got a lot of callers on Antonio Brown. Tons. I think we hit every single corner of the country, of the United States of America. I think somebody called us from Canada as well. We got a lot of listeners up in Canada. What's up, T-Dot? What's up, everybody on the West Side too? People up in Vancouver. Listen. Antonio Brown is getting ready to sign his one-year deal, and let's see what they do over the next several months. You know, Bruce Arians had a lot to say. We know Bruce Arians was the former offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Antonio Brown is probably either the first or second most decorated receiver in the NFL over the past 10 years, but he's had his tendencies, and not just away from the field. Antonio's had his issues. You know, just on the field and in the locker room as well. You know, he was asked earlier this year, Bruce Arians was, about Antonio Brown joining the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Bruce Arians was saying, no, we're not going to do it. He's too much of a diva. I want to remind you what he said to Tiki and Tierney earlier this year.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
Not gonna happen. There's no room.
Yeah.
You know, you know, and probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Interesting. Well, there is room though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know if he says I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, coach. I just want to play with Tom. You still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
Hey. If you need a better example of just everything is day to day and what something one day in March could be something totally different here as we pull up to November, as we finish out the month of October. And we'll see how that plays out. We got a soap opera, folks. We got a soap opera. We got a giant storyline here in the NFL. And we all know we will hear about Tom Brady. We'll hear about Antonio Brown. We'll hear about Gronkowski. We'll hear from Arians. He will be a quote machine. We will hear it all over the next several months. Prepare yourselves. Lock in. Okay? Now, That was a lot of time on Antonio Brown. That was a lot of time on the Buccaneers. Now, it's time to talk about Antonio Brown's former team. Because one of the marquee matchups for this upcoming Sunday, amongst several, you got Jimmy Garoppolo getting ready to take on the New England Patriots. You also have Russell Wilson and the Seahawks getting ready to take on Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Two players, unique skill sets, unique body types, two guys that played baseball, and here they are in the NFL. But I want to spend some time talking about the former team of Antonio Brown. I want to spend some time talking about the Steelers. Because at 5-0, the Steelers are also going to take on the Tennessee Titans, who happen to be 5-0 as well. This is a matchup right now, and I've been saying this for 2 weeks. If you want to think about the two top teams in the AFC, it's natural to look at the Baltimore Ravens and the defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. And who's right there with them? Who's the other top two teams? It's the Steelers and the Titans, like I said, 5-0. And this is just the sixth time since the merger that we're going to have two 5-0 teams face off this late in the season. Obviously, 5-0, 5-0. It's only the sixth time it's going to go down and it's going to happen. We know about Ben Roethlisberger and him coming back. We know about Tannehill and we know about Derrick Henry. There's a lot of interesting storylines here. And Mike Tomlin, he's been around the block, and he's getting ready to take on Tannehill and that offense. And we know the offense, you're going to run, you're going to pass. You got an option. Ryan Tannehill can give it to Derrick Henry, or Ryan Tannehill can just say, okay, well, y'all are worried about Derrick Henry. I'm going to complete a pass and keep this the chains moving, basically. This is what Mike Tomlin had to say about facing off against that offense.
I mean, this guy is making great decisions. He's taking care of the ball. He's spreading the ball around to a variety of eligibles. He's utilizing his athleticism and mobility, whether it's by design or impromptu, very well and very prudently. They're utilizing it very prudently to give you a lot of things to work on.
Damn, I like Mike Tomlin. He makes me feel like I'm in boot camp. I mean, geez, Mike Tomlin, slow down when you're talking to the media through Zoom. Goodness gracious. But he is correct, though. He's not telling any lies about Ryan Tannehill. This guy's been ridiculous. Almost 1,400 yards passing, 13 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And in his past 18 starts, this is going to sound ridiculous. His stats are almost identical to those of Patrick Mahomes. They both have about 40 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 6 rushing TDs. I will say that again. Ryan Tannehill, over his past 18 starts, his numbers are almost identical to those of Patrick Mahomes. Now, I am not saying that Ryan Tannehill is Patrick Mahomes, not by a damn long shot, but he's going on a stretch here where his numbers are comparable. And that in and of itself is amazing because Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback. Now, what does this mean taking on the Steelers? We know Bush is out. Spillane is now going to be making the defensive calls in the middle. You're going to try to stop Derrick Henry. At the same time, Taylor Lewan, he tore his ACL. Ty Sambrio, who I'm very familiar with from here in Atlanta with the Falcons, he will let anybody run by him. I'm probably going to go with the Steelers to win this one. Unless Derrick Henry just goes ape, which is very, very possible. This is what Derrick Henry had to say about going up against that Steelers defense.
They've just always been physical, always have a physical defense. Like they always have a good defense, always has a stout front, physical linebackers, guys that are physical in the back end as well, fast, just all around good defense. They've been playing incredible football on that side of the ball. So it's going to be a big challenge for us come Sunday.
It's going to be a fun matchup to watch. Derrick Henry has 588 rushing yards on the year. Took the rushing title away from Chubb last year. Looks like he's trying to go back-to-back with the rushing title this year. Let's see if he has a stiff arm ready for somebody. That's generally what he goes out there and does. But Mike Vrabel, this is someone who's always prepared. I mean, he looks like he knows not just his own playbook, obviously, but it looks like he knows the rule book in and out. I mean, he's out here telling his players to commit penalties, to stop the clock, so they can get the ball back and go on game-winning drives. Mike Vrabel is Bill Belichicking the rule book right now. Not such a bad thing. This is what Vrabel had to say about going up against the Steelers.
They're extremely well coached. They're talented. They play well. It has been tough for people to run the football on them. You know, we'll have to get to work. We've already started to get to work on that and how we're going to try to do that. We'll have to give them a good plan and make sure that they understand it. And then, you know, go out and execute, and we'll have to, you know, get in there and block for us and stand up to the front. We'll have to block them. You know, they're good on the edges and they're very good inside.
Yeah, this is setting up the best running back in the NFL right now versus arguably the best team defense that stops the run. And I know Bush is out. That's going to make a big impact there. But up until now, Pittsburgh, they've only given up 66 rushing yards a game. What is that going to look like right now with Spillane in the middle and Bush out? I could tell you this much. This is going to be the difference. The quarterbacks, I'm sorry. I think experience wins out in this case. You have a Ben Roethlisberger. You have a Tannehill who has his left tackle hurt. Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers' offensive line, has done a solid job keeping him upright this year. I think Ben Roethlisberger, someone who has 11 TDs and one interceptions, or one interception, I like what the Steelers are doing this year. I've been saying for weeks, I think the Steelers are that next team right there with the Ravens. They could knock them off. They're right there with the Chiefs. They could surprise. And I think the Titans have to prove to everybody that they belong in a party. And I know they're 5-0. I know they're good. But they haven't been doing it for as long. They haven't. We know what we got with the Steelers. And now you have young, emerging wide receivers. The defense has been more than serviceable. It's been one of the best in the league. You have a quarterback, a 38-year-old Ben Roethlisberger, who's still playing out of his mind at an MVP level. And then you have the Titans, who are still trying to show that, yeah, we still belong here, even though Ryan Tannehill, over, like I said, the past 18 starts, has the same numbers, in many cases, as Patrick Mahomes. But the jury is still out. Ryan Tannehill could be in the MVP conversation, but people want to see the Titans get over the hump. The same way that people want to see the Ravens get over the hump. The Chiefs, they're the defending champs. The Steelers, legacy franchise. Their quarterback right now has two Super Bowls. Tomlin's been there a long time now. The Titans still have to prove that they can hang with everybody else. Who walks around saying, oh, the Tennessee Titans are going to win, and they know this. I mean, we have people already taunting Derrick Henry. Oh, what is he going to do against that Steelers defense? What is he going to do against that Steelers defense? Derrick Henry's going to go out there, and he's going to rush. And I don't know if he's going to go over 100 yards again, but we know this guy, he's going to try to get his. But I like the Steelers here. I think the Steelers have more experience in the big games, obviously. This is a rematch or a rescheduled game. That's the better term. This is a rescheduled game from when the Titans were dealing with their COVID issues. And I think the Steelers are right there in the mix in the AFC. I don't know if I'm ready to go ahead and call them Super Bowl contenders, but they could certainly go to the AFC and rock with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs, with all their offensive weapons, that'd be a pretty damn good matchup. I'd sign up to see that. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC title game. I could dig it. I'd pay attention. So we spent a lot of time talking about Antonio Brown. But what about his former team? The Steelers are going to take on the Titans. Are the Titans being overlooked? Are the Steelers overrated right now? I don't think so. I think the Steelers are firmly in the mix. And I think, quite frankly, I think the Titans, this needs to be one of those statement games. They beat the Ravens in the playoffs. They're undefeated this year. If you really want to make a statement, beat the Steelers on Sunday. I think people will take note. People will pay more attention. Folks are finally starting to respect the fact that Ryan Tannehill was no fluke last year. But isn't he not in a perfect situation with Derrick Henry? It's like chicken or egg. The Titans have to prove and show it. And I think the Steelers, they are in the mix to get closer to the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts? Are the Titans underrated? Are the Steelers overrated at this point? I don't think so. I think it's pretty damn accurate. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk about some AFC football. Steelers, Titans, what are your thoughts? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Steelers are getting ready to take on the Titans. Both teams are 5-0. I feel like a boxing promoter. Somebody's O has got to go. Both of these teams, I would consider them to be kind of in that second tier. You know, maybe behind the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. But are the Tennessee Titans getting all of the respect that they deserve? I told you before the break, Ryan Tannehill has passed 18 starts. His numbers are basically identical to Patrick Mahomes. 40 touchdowns, 6 rushing touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Derrick Henry leading the world in rushing again. The Titans, yeah, they don't look like a fluke from last year. They look like a competitor in the AFC. But you got to beat a legacy team. You got to beat a team like the Steelers if you want to be taken seriously. And the Titans, for as great as their offense has been this year, between Tannehill and Derrick Henry, yeah, their defense, they're taking the ball away a lot, but then they're giving away the most yards per play in the league. Ben Roethlisberger, I'm not too sure. You know, that Big Ben is, what is he, you expect them to wilt against the Tennessee Titans? I don't think it's going to happen. The pressure is on the Titans to win this game. The Steelers are going to be there at the end of the year. Hopefully their defense can work, even though they don't have Bush out there. And I think ultimately everybody's going to have to bow down to the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think the Steelers, they can make it more interesting than the Titans can. Let's get to these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. The number is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, besides a stiff arm from Derrick Henry, it's seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So switch to Geico and save. Let's get your thoughts here. We got Austin. He's calling up from Baltimore. Austin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead, Austin.
Yeah, I think I called before the season when we were doing predictions about the AFC. Obviously, everybody's predictions were the Ravens and the Chiefs. I'm a Ravens fan, but I said watch out for the Steelers. But the Titans, man, I think they're playoff built. They got that quarterback that's not afraid. He might not wow you all the time, but he's not going to turn it over at a high rate. He's going to be good in the run zone, going to be good on third down. Derrick Henry's going to eat carries, control time of possession. They got an all-pro safety, but I am worried about their pass rush. That's why I'm going to pick the Steelers. I think their front is just too good. Losing their left tackle hurts for the Titans. So I think the Steelers losing like a 14-13, it's going to be low-scoring time of possession.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Austin, for calling up from Baltimore. Austin, it's taking us back to the to a throwback. We're going to have one of those 60-minute nobody basically scores games. Okay. And I appreciate what you said about the Tennessee Titans, because let's remember, they have Jadeveon Clowney. And Jadeveon Clowney right now is still looking for his first sack. Jadeveon Clowney has not gotten to a quarterback yet for a sack this year. Still coming. I know one of the things you always heard about Jadeveon Clowney was, oh, well, he gets pressure on the quarterback. Oh, he gets pressure on the quarterback. Okay, good. Well, actually, take him down. Sean is calling up from Myrtle Beach. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the Titans getting ready to take on the Steelers?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good, Sean. Go ahead.
So, honestly, I'm a big Baltimore fan as well, just like Austin called up. But when I look at these two teams, I see, you know, neck and neck, just like Austin said back, you know, about a decade ago when these CBS score 30 games would be like a 14-13, 17-14 game. That's what I see here. But I really like Tennessee this year. I love, absolutely love what Mike Vrabel did. He's turning into a Belichick, Harbaugh, you know, scheme. You know, I can bend the rules, but it's still the rules. I'm not really too worried about the Titans defense because of Jadeveon Clowney and their well-rounded secondary. And there's something lingering, I think, with Big Ben that I'm just not feeling well this year. You know, I don't think it's the age. I don't know. It's just something around him. I'm not feeling well.
What the hell do you – what do you think? He's going to fall apart or somebody's going to fall in his knees? Are you going to hit him?
The problem is that too many of his targets are getting, you know, banged up or inconsistent this year. I've seen players like Juju go for, you know, 8 wrecks, 100 yards, and then go for three wrecks and, like, 10 yards. And then we saw Chase Claypool, which had a monster to game or two. And then we haven't heard a couple of players like Deontay Johnson. I haven't heard any Steelers tight ends do well. So I just think they're not, you know, I just think the Titans are more dimensional.
I don't know about that, Sean. And I part of what you're saying, and thank you for calling from Myrtle Beach, part of what you're saying is based on injury. I mean, let's keep in mind, and it's not a one-size-fits-all, but this is the reality. We didn't have preseason games. These guys were out here scrimmaging and playing against each other as they got ready for the season, they got ready for the year. Ben Roethlisberger, for the most part, did not play last year as he got his elbow repaired. Juju Smith-Schuster is just happy he actually has a real quarterback to throw him the ball. Chase Claypool has emerged. Connor is Connor. You have Snell. I'm not worried about Pittsburgh's offense. I like Pittsburgh, and I believe in the Steelers because of their experience, the fact that they've been there. I mean, it's an easy thing to say, oh, well, Ben Roethlisberger, 38 years old, you know, he's at the end. And, yeah, anybody could roll into his knee just like any other player. And that's what happens to Ben Roethlisberger a lot. For the most part, he's bigger than a lot of those guys, walking around at 6'5", and he's standing in a pocket. But the Steelers, they've done a solid job keeping him upright. What's the point in sending out a 38-year-old quarterback with a bum elbow if he can't deliver the football to anybody? He's certainly a waste of talent in that regard. You got to protect him. So, I mean, look, I like the Titans. They're fun to watch. Derrick Henry is in that category right now of, hey, here's an NFL player that you really want to see play. Because you want to see if he's going to stiff arm somebody. You know, Ryan Tannehill, he gets all the respect in the world. But would Ryan Tannehill be able to do this if it wasn't for Derrick Henry? That I'm not too sure about. I know Derrick Henry, regardless of who the quarterback is or was, you know, you got to give him credit because Ryan Tannehill is now a threat to complete 70% of his passes. But I'm pretty sure I can take Derrick Henry and put him on any team. This man is going to move people out the way and pick up yards. Now, if Ryan Tannehill was playing with a subpar running back, would he have the same success? Probably not. Being able to run RPOs all game is pretty amazing when the guy you got to think about handing the football off to is Derrick Henry. Not everybody has that luxury, and that's not to take anything away from Ryan Tannehill. But if you want to talk about the chicken and egg situation, what Derrick Henry brings to the field, what Derrick Henry brings to every single game, helps boost, it helps bolster every single thing that he's trying to do, Tannehill is, on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm sorry, I got to see them prove it. Are the Titans going to go to the playoffs? Yes. And even if the Titans beat the Steelers on Sunday, they're going to have to beat the bricks off of them. They have to beat them down for me to really believe that the Tennessee Titans are contenders in the AFC. This is the Kansas City Chiefs division and then everybody else. And to think right now that even the Chiefs would let the Titans give them a run, I'm probably saying no. I don't believe in it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to continue talking about these games. We're going to talk about Kyler and Russell. We'll talk about the Niners. And then also Belichick. There's plenty to discuss, plenty to talk about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Getting you ready for all of the good games on Sunday. Got to wait a couple weeks till you see Antonio Brown, though. But before we get there, we got solid matchups like the Steelers and the Titans, the Niners and the Patriots, the Seahawks, and the Cards. Before we went to break, I spent some time telling you about the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that if we want to look at any team in the AFC that's not named the Ravens, that's not named the Chiefs, yeah, they're going to take on the Tennessee Titans. Both teams are 5-0. But I like the Steelers. I like the fact that they got experience. I'm not sold all the way on the Titans. I'm sold on they're a good team. I'm sold on the fact that, yeah, on any given Sunday, they can beat anybody. But I don't got them going over the top. Like, if I'm going to be convinced, I got to see them beat the Steelers. That's what it boils down to. D is calling up from Florida. D, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, D? D? Oh, D is busy. Oh, good. D called up from Florida and decided to take a nap. It's all good. Look, folks, we got a lot of solid matchups. The Steelers are one of them. And what I want to tell you about is a matchup that I'm interested in right now. We spent the early portion of the show talking about Tom Brady. And Tom Brady now has Antonio Brown. And what is he going to do? Well, if you go up the East Coast and you go up to New England to Tom Brady's former team, things ain't so bright right now. The New England Patriots, it seems like they haven't practiced in forever. The New England Patriots have had to deal with COVID issues. They haven't had time in the facility. And realistically, their record isn't where you would traditionally see a New England Patriots squad. They are 2-3. Stephon Gilmore had COVID. Cam Newton had COVID. And Tom Brady, I mean, this guy's trying to prove and get closer to a Super Bowl. And the reality is Bill Belichick, he just wants to make the playoffs right now. He wants to be competitive with the guys that he has. Well, this upcoming Sunday, he's going to take on the guy who he wanted to replace, Tom Brady. That's Jimmy Garoppolo. But Tom Brady, they couldn't get his ass up out of there soon enough, so he had to trade him to San Francisco. And we know how that went. I mean, he lights it up in San Fran after the trade. 2018, he gets a whole brand new contract, 5 years, $137 million. Guy blows out his leg, comes back, team goes to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, he earned his money last year, but then by the time they got to the playoffs, people were looking at Jimmy Garoppolo like, whoa, who are you? You're not all that good. It's all about the rushing attack. People forget the Niners last year, forget their amazing defense. Last year, they were one of the top scoring teams in the entire NFL. And Jimmy Garoppolo played an important part to that. And so I don't know what happened all of a sudden where people want to look at Jimmy Garoppolo like he's just some scrub. The Niners will have an opportunity to tell him good riddance soon enough without having to take a major cap hit. I don't necessarily think they'll do it. Maybe they'll feel that he's too injury prone. I mean, even this year, he had to run around on a bum leg, a high ankle sprain. And then when he finally came back, he got benched. I like Jimmy Garoppolo. He helped the Niners win. They didn't win in spite of him. Or despite him, they won because of him. He was a part of their offense. And Bill Belichick, the guy who wanted this man to replace Tom Brady, this is what Bill Belichick had to say about going against his old quarterback.
I think we all know Jimmy's, you know, a quality player, can do all the things that a good quarterback needs to do. You know, led the 49ers the NFC Championship last year. You know, that's really, you know, we saw a little bit of him at the end of the year last year in preparation for this game. And of course, the 2020 games that he's played in. So, you know, I don't think there's any question about his skill level and what he's been able to accomplish and what their team's been able to accomplish. So we'll be ready for his best. I'm sure we'll get it. And he's got a lot, does a lot of things well.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, man. Was he talking about football or was he watching paint dry? Let's hear from Jimmy Garoppolo and see if he's more excited. This is what he had to say about taking on his old team, the New England Patriots.
It's an exciting week. Get to go back to where it all started for my NFL career, but you know, it's a little different than the Chicago week 2 years ago. You know, it's I feel like I've come a long way learning the offense and things like that. So I feel a little different going into this one, but the excitement levels, it's the exact same. It's an exciting week and can't wait for Sunday.
Oh, well, at least he sounds excited. Bill Belichick sounds like he's just waiting in the emergency room, which is one of the worst things ever. Does Jimmy Garoppolo have a favorite memory playing for Bill Belichick? Did Bill Belichick say anything that didn't put him to sleep? Listen to what Jimmy had to say.
You know, there's a number of things. Coach, you know, being my first coach in the NFL, he was just very honest. Really never beat around the bush. He was very black and white with everything they did, and that's kind of how I am, and I really appreciated that from him. You know, just whether it was my first day there or when I got traded, he always, you know, shot me straight, and I think just when you're talking about just man-to-man, that's all you could really ask for at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's quite apparent. That's quite obvious. Bill Belichick will cut a veteran in no time. I mean, this is his MO. You would expect for Bill Belichick, with all of his success and bringing players in and out, he's known for getting rid of guys before they become useless. And in the case of Jimmy Garoppolo, it seems like he never wanted to get rid of him. And now here he has Cam Newton returned from a positive COVID test. The New England Patriots couldn't get past the Broncos in an anemic game. They lost 18-12. Pretty bad. Cam Newton in his return, two interceptions. They're trying to turn things around. And Cam Newton, I give him credit so far. Cam Newton has taken accountability for what's gone on in New England. He's not running. I mean, you hear some of the sideline audio. It all sounds good. Where has been the issues between Cam Newton and Bill Belichick? There haven't been any. What are we going to say that? It's going to start to get worse right now? Cam Newton was on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI in Boston, and he's taken blame. Listen.
I just have to be better, and I cannot stress that enough here moving forward. There was a lack thereof of practice being evident, and timing was off, and, you know, the anticipation was off. I think that was the biggest discrepancy in not having practice. You know, usually and most times you could just throw it way before the receiver is looking for it and be on the money with it. But, you know, not having practice for as long as I have had practice is just showed yesterday. But, yeah, through it all, I'm all about moving forward. We will be moving forward from this point on. And, I just can't wait.
Yeah. Let's hope that they don't have any more COVID issues. I know the entire offensive line of the Raiders had some issues, so much so that they had to, you know, move their game out of the prime time and put the Seahawks and the Cardinals there just so we could ensure there's a Sunday night football game. And so, yeah, I agree with Cam. This man hasn't been out there playing. And Bill Belichick, Captain Excitement, he basically says it's important not to give the ball away. We know this already. Listen.
Yeah, well, it's critical. We definitely need to eliminate those. So we'll work hard, staff, players, all the people that are involved working hard to try to correct that. We need to take better care of the ball. It's no question.
You know, the interesting thing about Bill Belichick is that there are a lot of players who enjoy playing for him. There are a lot of people who enjoy the atmosphere in New England. I mean, you have folks who go through there and, you know, they're just like, oh, can't wait to get out. But then you got a lot of players who appreciate the simplicity of strictly doing your job. You know, we spoke to the McCourty twins here a couple of months right before the season started, and they made it clear as day, come and do your job. Cam Newton, now having been a New England Patriot for several months now, a couple of months in preparation for the season, Cam Newton has said the same thing. In New England, it's strictly about doing your job. The only thing is, this year, doing your job ain't good enough. I'm sorry. You know, who knows what the future holds for Cam Newton, if he's going to stick around in New England. But this year, they're not competing. You know, Tom Brady took that with him down to Tampa Bay. The offensive weapons that weren't there last year aren't there right now. And so the New England Patriots can hope, they can wish, they can try to compete for a playoff spot, as they should and as they will. But this year isn't going anywhere for the Patriots. I have no idea where the Patriots are going. You know, what do you eventually expect out of Stidham? Do you stick around with Cam Newton? Sony Michel, is he actually ever going to be available to play football? So as we look at this matchup right now, I know Raheem Mostert is on IR. I know Bill Belichick, he's the guy who wanted Jimmy Garoppolo. That's his guy. It wouldn't surprise me if the Patriots beat the Niners to even their record at 3-3, especially with the Niners, their defense. I mean, I feel like they're missing the whole world. Jimmy Ward is now out. Richard Sherman has not returned yet. Kawan Williams is gone. Alexander's gone too. D Ford isn't playing. We know about Nick Bosa. He's done for the entire year. So I don't want to say we can actually have two teams that are on Super Bowl hangovers. The Niners are definitely on a Super Bowl hangover. And Bill Belichick, I mean, he likes looking at all of the eight rings that he has. He might have to find solace in that, because Bill Belichick may not see another ring as long as he's coaching. I think those times might be up. So Jimmy Garoppolo, he has a chance to take on Bill Belichick and try to outschool him, but I don't necessarily think that'll be the case. I think the New England Patriots in this matchup against the Niners, I think they will go 3-3 and even up their record, unfortunately dropping the Niners to 3-4. And the Niners play in a difficult division. Tough. You got the Rams surprising some folks, even though they're coming off that loss to the Niners. You still have Seattle. You still have the Cards. This is not the Super Bowl return year for the 49ers. They may have to watch the Chiefs try to run it back just like the rest of us. I don't think that will be the case. So let's see what happens as Jimmy Garoppolo takes on his former team with the New England Patriots. Speaking of the Patriots, speaking of the Super Bowl, speaking of the NFC West, when we come back from break, I want to spend some time talking about another matchup. Two quarterbacks who've played baseball. Two quarterbacks similar in height, size, and weight. But one is 32, and one is just now getting warmed up in the NFL. Talking about Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray. The Cardinals are going to take on the Seattle Seahawks. Is Russell Wilson going to be looking at a mirror image of himself and Kyler Murray? Or is Russell Wilson basically looking at the future? I think the future for Russell Wilson is going to be an MVP award. Let's see what happens this Sunday. We're going to talk about this interesting dynamic between these two players when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.